Hello, hello. Testing microphone 1, 2. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Wow, wow.
Hi.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Who are we listening to?
Queen A.
Hello, Queen A. She finally is living it. Thank you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Oh, my days. Yes, you are. Yes, you are not just the queen. You're A. Alphabet A. Thank you very much, angel. Lord, help us today, Father. We want to get into your word, Proverbs. Dami gang, say less gang. Hey, let go and let God, family. We are getting into Proverbs today. Lord, you are here with us because you said where two or three are gathered, so you are. Whoever is listening to this, Father, help us to understand, discern, and just immerse ourselves in the word. Father, speak to us through what we're going to read. May we not explain by our own thoughts, but by what your spirit tells us, Lord. And
Amen.
May your truth just prevail. In Amen. The mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right, guys. This is another one. Another episode on Let Go and Let God. See, I'm struggling a bit, guys. Come on, you got to understand. I'm new to all of this. I'm just doing my best. And for whoever understands, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Well, today, guys, we're going to be reading the book of Proverbs. This is a series we're going to start, yeah? It's just the book of Proverbs. And we'll start from one. And it's a challenge for us to finish it. For you guys to have something. Every single week, we'll touch something on Proverbs. Definitely. Alright? For this week, one, you should when you want to do anything. You start from the beginning.
Okay.
Queen A. Do you want to read?
Yeah.
It's just 33 verses, so we could go 10, 10, 10.
We can do 15.
Okay.
Well, 15 and then you cover the
that
rest.
That is super smart. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay. So, Proverbs 1. The purpose of Proverbs. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, King of Israel.
So already, guys. So I'm so sorry.
No, keep going.
We know who is writing this book. Queen A, who's writing the book?
Solomon, David's son.
Brilliant stuff. Yes, ma'am. Let's go.
So their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair.
Wow. Go on.
These proverbs will give insights to the simple, knowledge, and discernment to the young.
Wow.
Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance by exploring the meaning in these proverbs and parables.
Wow.
The words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and discipline.
Wow. King Solomon is not holding back, lads. Man said fools. I mean, from who was recorded as the wisest man on earth, I guess he got the right. Who am I? Hey, talk your talk, Solomon.
Verse 8. My child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instructions. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck. My child, if sinners entice you, turn your back on them. They may say, come and join us. Let's hide and kill someone just for fun. Let's...
What, like, I didn't want to be interrupting you here, but I felt like almost every single verse here needed some commentary. Like, Solomon is just so direct. No time for games. Like, verse 8 is obviously where it all starts. From verse 1 to 7, he explains the reasons for Proverbs, which we absolutely are grateful for. Like, clearly telling the people who are understanding, hey, please, this is just to guide y'all, man. Hey, you got understanding? Hey, this is just to guide you. You think you're wise? Ah, no problem. You can be wise. But this is just to help you even become wiser. Wow. It will give insight to simple knowledge and discernment to the young. Wow. Like, it's telling every kind of person and what they can receive from it. Are you a wise person? Are you a very understanding person? Are you a simple person? Are you a young person? Proverbs got you. Wow. And then we go on to verse 8. And the title before that, especially guys, if you're reading your New Living Translation, it says, a father's exhortation acquire wisdom. So what the father is trying to say is, hey kids, hey daughter, acquire wisdom. Wow. Hence we start verse 8 with, my child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instruction. Queen A, can you relate to that?
Yeah, I can.
Brilliant. I thought you were going to give us an example, but it's all good. Like when mom probably said something that stuck in your head till now.
So she always says, like, she always says this part of the Bible that says, what's it called? She always says,
What? Just give us a simple. Don't try and get it too perfect. Let me see if I can help.
She always says, like, my people die because of lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So
that's very interesting.
She's very huge on, like, you know, acquiring knowledge.
Yeah, definitely. What an amazing mom. Oh, my God. I would have said, hey, guys, we need to clap for her. Well, obviously, it's just me and you, mate, so I'm sorry. But yeah, one time for Queen A's mom. All right, let's go. What verse are you on now?
Verse 9.
Let's just go. Just, yeah, perfect.
Yeah. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck. My child, you've seen what?
I think we both realized something, but just continue.
Awesome.
Don't laugh. Just continue in peace.
My child, if sinners entice you, turn your back on them. They may say, come and join us. Let's hide and kill someone just for fun. Let's ambush the innocent. That's kind of funny.
Wow.
But...
Wow. For real.
I guess like things that we talk about, like, oh, let's just do this for fun, like sometimes it's not the best thing to do.
I know, right?
Let's swallow them alive like the grave. Let's swallow them whole like those who go down the pit of death. think of the great things we will get. We will fill our houses with all the stuff we take.
Wow.
Come, throw in your lot with us. We'll all share the loot. My child, don't go along with them. Stay far away from their paths.
Bad energy, stay far away. What am I singing? Yeah, that's right. Lyrics are very important. My days. Clear advice. My child, don't go along with them. Guys, you got friends, right? Yeah, we of course, Daniel, we all got friends. Yeah, sorry, that was a rhetorical question. Well, this is the vibe. We all had that period in our lives, yeah, where the peer pressure was such that you felt you needed to join everyone doing this nonentity just so you feel like you have friends. I mean, I remember a time when I was in secondary school and a friend told me he was being peer pressured not to be my friend. I will never forget that. But it's just real life. Sometimes, guys, when you feel left alone, it's not because you're horrible at all. You are God's chosen. And the only way for God to show you sometimes is by helping you brush your shoulders off. By helping you take some people away. Because he knows you're not going to do it. You're going to be tempted to be part of these people. So he's just going to be like, hey, you might as well hate on my boy. Hate on him so you don't like my boy. And then they leave you alone. But obviously, when we're in that period, we're like, oh, Lord, I need some friends. What's going on? This, that, and the other. Hey, boys. Hey, girl. Anyone listening to this in that position, God got you. You being alone is exactly where you need to be. Because I promise you, there are very few billionaires or kings or rulers that have a bunch of friends. Nah. You just got a tight-knit circle and a brilliant team. That's all you need. So be wonderfully happy on your ones, on your own. All right, guys, let's go. 16. They rush to commit evil deeds. They hurry to commit murder. If a bird sees a trap being set, it knows to stay away. But these people set an ambush for themselves. They are trying to get themselves killed. Now, Solomon took it a bit far here, I can't lie. Bro, he basically compared human beings to birds, bro. He said even the birds, they know. When they see you set a trap, they're not going to try and go there. But you see some of this, for the lack of a better word, Lord forgive me, knuckle heads, you know. Some of these guys with a strong head, they know that this is terrible. But they're like, hey, we're going to do it anyway. Hey, gang, we got to go in there. Hey, gang, come on now. Are you gang or not? So, guys, it's not easy. But I just hope, with the Lord's help, obviously, we know to stand our ground at certain points in life. It is going to be really important for you. And for me, and for everybody. Okay. 19. Such is the fate of all who are greedy for money. It robs them of life. Wow. Wow. Look at the play of words right here. Look at the poetry in motion. Man said, such is the fate for all who are greedy for money. When you're greedy for money, most times you probably go and steal and rob. He said, it robs them of life. King Solomon, yes, I know. You are truly the smartest. Yep, you are the most knowledgeable. Clearly, your pen is on fire, bro. What is all this? All right, let's go. Verse 20, the title says, wisdom shouts in the streets. Wow, okay. Okay, what is about to go down here? Wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public square. She calls to the crowds. along the main street to those gathered in front of the city gate. How long, you simpletons, will you insist on being simple-minded? How long will you mock? Will you mockers relish your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Wow. Guys, can you relate to this, guys? Do you have friends who you're like, these guys just, how could they just love to be fools? They love to go against the grain. You know this is what is right, but you just purposefully go against it. Come on now. Guys, it's the life we're living. That's all I'll say. That's the world we live in for sure. We just got some people who are, their life is stamped on doing whatever is not supposed to be done. And that's tough. I can't lie. That's tough. All right. 23. Come and listen to my counsel. I'll share my heart with you and make you wise. I called you so often, but you wouldn't come. I reached out to you, but you paid no attention. You ignored my advice and regretted the correction I offered. So I will laugh when you are in trouble. I will mock you when disaster overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, boy. When disaster engulfs you like a cyclone, and anguish and distress overwhelm you. Hey, Solomon, take it easy, man. It's getting personal. When they cry for help, I will not answer. Guys, let's. I hope we're following with the context. This is wisdom talking to all of us that like to be foolish. Say, hey, Daniel, when you go and you're foolish, I'm just going to laugh at you. Hey, boy. I'm just going to laugh at you. That's basically what wisdom is saying right here through the pen of King Solomon. So they anxiously search for me. They will not find me. Wow. For they hated knowledge and chose not to fear the Lord God. Guys, please let us not hate knowledge. Please. They rejected my advice and paid no attention when I corrected them. Therefore, they must eat the bitter fruit of living their own way. Wow. Choking on their own schemes. My bad. Verse 31. Let's go again. Therefore, they must eat the bitter fruit of living their own way, choking on their own schemes. For simpletons turn away from me to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency. For all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm. Wow, that's a lot. Guys, that is a lot. But thank God we've at least we're explaining what we're going through, so we don't have to go all the way back to the top. Guys, basically, what Proverbs is going to be is going to be a whole lot of direct shots. Clearly, we can tell that King Solomon, he doesn't have time to merry-go-round in. He doesn't have time to be sitting behind the bush. He's out here direct. And I really appreciate him for that. And I thank God for that. So, Queen A, thank you so much once again with this. Tell us, what did you grasp from this Proverbs chapter 1?
So, I like how the beginning part like talks about the whole purpose of the book of Proverbs.
Yeah,
and how, true. Like, it's definitely like reaching out to a multitude of people, regardless of like where we are. So that was one thing. There was something else.
Ah, bro, he said a lot.
Yeah, he did say a lot, and that's something I've always prayed about, just like having the, like, whenever I put it in my prayer, I always talk about God, like, giving me wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Also, that's something my mom has always, like, prayed about even while we were growing up. So it's just nice to, like, see those words, like, appear here. And I pray that by the time we're done with Proverbs, while we're praying for that, like, while we're praying for, like, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that God answers our prayers. So,
amen. Queen A with the bars, guys. Once she starts talking, we gotta listen. Thank you so much. That was absolutely brilliant. Yeah, guys, you heard it from the best. She basically said it in a nutshell. From the beginning, we tell why Proverbs was made. You can tell, although King, like, obviously Solomon, he's hard sometimes, but clearly he's trying to help everybody. The purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Wow. What kind of people, you say? Those with understanding, so you can receive guidance. Said those that are wise, you can become wiser. Come on, guys, come on. The Lord got you, man. There's nothing, there's no satisfaction out there, I promise. But yeah, guys, no pressure. Don't feel any type of way. We're all on a special journey. And I'm sure whatever he started with you, he is going to finish it. So, yeah. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for this episode of Let Go and Let God. It's your boy Daniel and the amazing Queen A. Guys, you know what time it is. You know the vibes. Queen A, you have any last words?
Yeah, I was just going to say that, like you said, you know, we all have our special journeys. So I like how that verse in verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the foundation of knowledge. So just having that respect for God, like, that's where the knowledge comes. So, like, if we want to do any type of thing, like, we always think about God. When he says fear, I always think about respect. So just, you know, that's how we grow in knowledge.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely brilliant. All right, guys. Thank you so, so much for listening. And I really pray and hope you had an amazing and edifying time listening to this. Queen A, obviously, I prayed for us in the beginning. So it's only right that you enjoy yourself while praying for us.
Okay. Our Father and our King, we thank you for this blessed meeting tonight. Yes. For us to learn your words and listen to what you have to say to us, for opening our hearts. We pray that you, as we continue to read these verses, O Lord, that you bless us with wisdom, with divine wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and love in our hearts, so that we can actually carry out your words and we live by them. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for everything you do. We acknowledge you and we worship you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And amen in Jesus' name. Wow, that was amazing. Guys, don't forget, always remember, let go and let God. Let him deal with it. All right, then. Okay, have a lovely night, Queen A. Have a lovely night, everyone else that listened. Bye. Toodles.